Am I Wrong, Nico and Vince, starting off West Kent today on this Wednesday morning. My thanks to Alan for getting us through the first session at breakfast right through till 10 o'clock. And he'll be back tomorrow morning at 7. And being Wednesday on West Kent today, my guest this morning is Laura Toop. And our subject this morning is Setback to Comeback, Becoming Unbreakable Through Adaptability. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Sounds awesome, John.
So let's start with, let's understand a little bit about setbacks.
Well, firstly, good morning, John.
Good morning, Laura.
You've gone straight back into the setback. So yes, good morning. So setbacks. There is setbacks in life. I mean, we can't avoid them. Otherwise, we'll never leave the door of our houses. Setbacks are part of life. I think the difference is around what we do with them and how we deal with them and how we can become more adaptable in order to be able to come back from a setback. We learn by some of these setbacks, let's face it. They challenge us sometimes more challenging than other times, but ultimately we can get up from those setbacks and take steps forward.
Right, generally there are two sorts of setbacks, ones that we cause ourselves and
yes,
others that happen around us.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing, you know, just in that, is we have to recognise what we have created, what is within our control and what is totally without, beyond our control. Now, you know, you and I have both experienced loss, and therefore, you know, that is definitely, you know, for want of a better way of describing, a huge setback, and that is definitely well beyond our control. But there are setbacks on our daily lives in terms of just simple things where, oh, the road was closed. That's made our journey a lot longer. Okay, so, you know, don't let that frame the whole day. And I think that's where, you know, recognizing we have choices within the way that we see setbacks, in inverted commas, that can make a very different sort of set of circumstances after that, in the way that we see the world, the way that we take steps forward. Because if we, you know, take my example where the road is closed and we can't go that particular way and it's going to perhaps add 15 minutes to our journey, if we sit in the frustration of, well, I'm going to be late, that took me 15 minutes longer and now it's going to ruin my day, rather than, okay, it's taken me 15 minutes longer, but I have seen a different route, I will just relook at my day. Just even in the way I've described that, that there's a difference in choice in attitude, but it reframes the way that you look at the rest of the day. And when we go into that space going, oh, it's ruined my day, it's amazing how much we then sort of almost draw that type of negativity into our own space. And Kelsey Breeze, we then have a whole series of other things that are setting us back in that day.
And it affects our, if we're meeting somebody, then it affects our relationship with them, and if our mood has changed, so
without
we turn up thoroughly miserable.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, because we're using so much energy for those negative thoughts that, you know, it's almost, it almost becomes this veil around us where we're giving off a vibe and people can feel that vibe. We're feeling race, as it were, and therefore we play off that. So I think it's very important that we recognize how in the moment, you know, that Viktor Frankl, you know, the famous Auschwitz survivor, talks about between stimulus and response there is a space, there is a pause, and in that pause you can choose your response. choose a response rather than a reaction.
Right, well, come on to that. We're going to have a break. And to take us into the break, oh, we're getting summary again. First Class and Beach Baby.
Think.
And with me this morning is Laura Toop, and we're talking about From Setback to Comeback. And we just looked at understanding setbacks, and we're touching on now the power of adaptability, the power that's in our hands.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And, you know, just before the break, we were talking about, you know, Viktor Frankl, you know, the famous psychologist and Auschwitz survivor, who says between stimulus and response, there is a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And I think, you know, that in and of itself reminds us that it is within our power to make these choices. It's within us to say, I want to choose to confront, maybe it's not quite the right word, but to deal with this situation in a way which is going to be helpful to me rather than unhelpful to me. It may be annoying, you know, we were using the example of the 15-minute detour because the road has closed. It may be annoying that there is a road closure, but it's not the end of the world. We have a choice then to say, okay, it isn't the end of the world. It's just going to add a bit more to my journey. I'm going to take a different route. It's that that is our adaptability, or our ability to adapt in the moment. And I think, you know, for me, adaptability is more than, you know, resilience. Adaptability is at the very essence of, you know, our inner strength, our core, and being able to put things, I guess, into some kind of context that, you know, that 15-minute detour in the grand scheme of everything else is really quite minor. And when we're able to do that, we increase our ability to adapt and put it into context and thus get on with our day and, you know, see that that setback hasn't become a setback, because we're just, it's not an obstacle anymore. It's just, it's a little, you know, molehill in the road, a little blip. And for me, it's, you know, we were talking while we were just off there and the music was playing about, for me, it's adaptability and being adaptive is a layer deeper than just resilience. Resilience for me is, you know, it's often said, oh, it's about bouncing back. It's about, you know, pushing harder and doing more and getting out of your comfort zone. Adaptability is knowing very well, you know, that you're very grounded in yourself, you know, like the roots of a tree. That's beneath the surface that you can't see. That is what keeps you really strong, whatever weather is going on around you. And that is the bit that, you know, if the worst should happen and everything above the ground is felled, so to speak, because of the strength of your roots, that inner strength, actually, you will still continue to grow. It might not grow back in the same way as it was before, but it will still grow because you've got the foundation and the depth there in order to be able to do that.
Just going back to the road closure thing, we suddenly it's happening all around the road closure, and you know you're going to be stuck there.
Yes.
My normal reaction is to utter a few expletives and sit there frustratingly. But what you're saying is actually, don't do that. Just step back and say, this is it. I've now got to deal with it. This morning was a little bit frustrating coming in because down by Sainsbury's in Tunbridge and the car park to the station on the left-hand side, just past that, there's a crossing controlled by traffic lights. So I was behind a car this morning who stopped at the green light, let somebody across, and then when the red light came, drove straight through. And I thought, why? And I got stuck behind him all the way through to here into Southbury, and I just kept my distance. I thought, what else is he going to do that's stupid?
No, totally. Because clearly that individual in that moment wasn't paying attention. Because to your point, you know, it's, excuse me, if they have, you know, switched off sufficiently that they're not registering the environment around them, that's slightly dangerous. So I am not surprised you were slightly focused on what next wrong step this person might well do. But I think there, you know, for me, there's a phrase that says what you focus on grows. It's that thing of when, you know, you desperately want that bright yellow car. Well, maybe not a yellow car, but, you know, bear with me. Listen, hear me out with my example. It's that yellow car that you've wanted, you've saved up for, and you've now got it. And then suddenly, you know, because you've got it because it's rare, it's unusual, but you've now got this yellow car, and then all you see is yellow cars. it's that thing, because what you've done is you've brought it into your conscious awareness. So therefore, you now notice it constantly. And this is the same thing with when you focus on the bad stuff. It just grows and you can no longer see sort of what's going on around you. You know, you can never see yourself when you are really embroiled in the picture. And I think that's the key. So yes, you know, be mindful of, you know, those who apparently have seemingly entirely switched off when they're behind the wheel of a car, which, you know, is dangerous. But I would still push back and say, notice what you're noticing and be sure that you're focusing on the good stuff rather than just the bad stuff. Because otherwise the bad stuff just grows.
Yes, well, I was actually pleasantly surprised on how early I got into Southport this morning, because sometimes it can be a bit of a drag. I listen to the traffic and it says slow traffic. No, I was here in plenty of time, so I wasn't worried. Got to the top of the hill and Hand and Sept, and I could look down and the traffic was running smoothly. That was fine, so it was just by this roundabout. Yeah. We've got cars coming in from the right, cars coming in from the left, cars ahead of you stuck at the lights, and then, so you have to concentrate. Right, we're going to come back, and we're looking at strategies.
Strategies.
Oh, what a lovely word there. For becoming unbreakable.
Yeah.
So to take us at 95.5, 106.7 FM, and 107.2 FM. We're online on your smart speaker, and today my guest is Laura Toop, and we've been talking about setback to comeback. And we're moving on now. Strategies for becoming unbreakable. That sounds great, doesn't it?
It sounds amazing. Strategies, tips, in other words.
Yes.
in good old everyday English, tips. I was thinking about that, you know, as the music was playing, you know, ultimately I think it's this thing about knowing oneself. You know, that is, you know, one of the key things for me about understanding in the moment what matters most. In the grand scheme of everything, in this, you know, moment that I find myself, you know, we've been talking about sitting in a car in the traffic, in this moment, does it matter, really, that you may be 15 minutes late? It's beyond your control, the traffic. What really matters in that moment? That you are safe, healthy, and, you know, can still go on your day and turn up to work, to pick up the children, whatever it is that you might be doing. But in that moment, what really matters most, and that's the power of knowing oneself, that you kind of interrupt yourself and say, where am I putting my focus? Am I putting my focus on this terrible traffic? Or am I putting my focus on, oh, I'm looking, you know, I'm going to go and see a friend later on for a cup of tea? Or am I, you know, where am I lying my focus on? Because like we were saying before, what you focus on grows. So if you're you're going to be really very quickly. But if you're focusing on the cup of tea with your friend that you're going to meet later on, actually the whole frame changes. And again, thinking about what matters most.
So actually we're talking about being conscious of what is going on and how we can make that difference ourselves.
Absolutely. We don't need anything beyond ourselves in order to make that conscious choice. We just have to take that pause in order to find the answers within ourselves, to be adaptable in that moment. That is why you increasingly become unbreakable, because you're not allowing the external environment to influence as much the way that you feel, because you're drawing the way that you feel based on what matters most to you in that moment. The world around you, you know, all the busy traffic and everything else for which you cannot control, and getting annoyed with it, you still won't be able to control it. The traffic will still be there. That scenario that you can't control, but you know, potentially are getting frustrated with, it's still going to be there, no matter how frustrated you get with it. So my view, personally, is choose to understand in that moment, to pause, to know what matters most to you.
So we were talking again while the music was playing in the break about real-life success stories, because people can relate.
Yeah.
To that. You know, we get away from the theory to the practical.
No, absolutely. And I was describing, you know, a client that I'd worked with that came out of a conversation at an event I was at. And she said, you know, she's relatively young in her, you know, business journey. And she said, you know, but how do we pivot? You know, the big word pivot, and that everybody says, you know, I want to pivot my business, or I want to pivot my life, or I want to do something different. I mean, that's what pivoting is. And I said to her, I said, know yourself better, you know, because you can pivot, you know, as many times as you like, if you know yourself and you know intimately what you want to feel, you know. So she wanted, we'd help. So in the work I did with her, she wanted success look to her in a particular way. And she knew that when she was doing certain things, that would for her mean she was successful. And so we then proactively planned how that would come to life. And she said, well, what if it changes? I said, but the feeling that you want, the success that you describe, that doesn't matter the environment. Because you've identified that what brings you alive, which was, you know, ultimately what success was for her. She wanted to be curious. She wanted to be learning. She wanted to be able to have conversations with people. She wanted to be doing stuff that, you know, really got her out meeting people. I said, you know, you've started that this way, you know, who's to say in 5 years' time you can't switch that and it's just a different environment. Right now, this is what you're doing, but it doesn't mean you can't change that. And it was like suddenly this sort of light bulb moment went on, because what she realized is she'd strengthened, you know, we were talking about, you know, the analogy of a tree, but she had strengthened her roots in knowing what really her success looked like for her, what mattered most to her. And she knew that it, you know, if as she learned more, that wasn't, you know, taking her to her version of success, she could make a change. And that is adaptability for me.
Great. So I'm going to change the word success.
Yeah.
Because perhaps we're not all looking for success. We're looking for enjoyment of life.
Yes.
Relating to others.
Yes.
Which makes their life better and our life better. So I would say that success is actually making life better for everybody.
And I would wholeheartedly agree. So we're on the same page with that.
We are indeed. Thank you very much, Laura. We'll see you again next month.
You will indeed.
Right. What have we got next? Ooh.